The knot in the pit of my stomach grew as I stared around at the wreckage of our house.
Evie?
Tal's deep, rumbling voice was that of a grizzly bear waking after a long winter's nap.
What's the matter?
I lowered my dust mask before addressing my husband. I'm starting to think we bit off more than we can chew. Cal set down the sledgehammer before removing his goggles.
It's okay, Evie. You've seen this process before. It always gets worse before it gets better, right?
Yeah. But before, I'd had Elise working her magic. Metaphorical, not actual magic. Behind the scenes. My big sister was the ultimate organizer. She tackled a to-do list like a linebacker for the Panthers. But you need to get to work. I should head home and shower before I pick up the kids and drop Philip off at karate. Plus, I promised Elise we'd swing by the school. And I'm teaching with the magical midwife later and tomorrow. Cal gave me a swift kiss.
You're doing it again.
Doing what?
Worrying yourself into exhaustion.
A small smile curved my lips. He wasn't wrong. I ran my hand through his plaster-coated hair, noting the silver that had begun to creep into the smooth, dark locks. I know. I'm just eager to be back in town. 12 miles doesn't seem like a lot until you're doing it multiple times a day.
Cut yourself a break,
Cal said.
We can get Brock and his crew in to do some of this.
That would cost more money, though. The whole point of buying and renovating a smaller house was to have it paid off in a few years. The more we spent on the reno, the less we'd have in the bank. It was a constant struggle to decide between burning energy or money. And multiple sclerosis, aka Miss Priss, always had the final say on my energy. I'd already put my apprenticeship midwife studies on hold. The hours were too unpredictable and impacted my health and my ability to be there for my kids. As I looked around the small ranch, I had to wonder, what else would I have to sacrifice to make this place come together?
Come on, Evie.
Cal took the shovel I'd been using and set it aside.
We've done enough for today. Let's head home, and we can practice water conservation by showering together.
That sounds like an excellent idea. I smiled at my hulking husband. He stood a full foot above my 5'3" frame, and the span of his shoulders took up most of the narrow doorways in the house. Of course, by the time we were done with the renovations, all the doorways would be gone. The goal was to have a completely handicap-accessible open concept space that was easy for us to maintain so we could stress less and live more. I just hoped we didn't burn out in the process. I shuffled down the steps to my minivan, leaning heavily on my cane, while Cal locked up the house. The wind had picked up, evaporating the sweat I'd worked up and making me shiver. Damn it, I wanted a warm shower and a hot cup of tea, not a 24-mile round trip. I stared at the brick ranch, wishing it was finished already and that I could just go inside and wait for my kids to walk home from the elementary school right up the road. It was a cute little place, and the location was unbeatable. I had no regrets about buying it. Tearing it apart to suit my needs, though. I thought for sure we'd be done with the demo by now. But there had been issues from the start that had slowed our progress to a crawl. Our grand plan had been to live in the house while we did the work. Give up the rental house and be close to school so the kids could walk. It had been a fabulous picture in my head. Like all the best-laid plans of women and witches, it hadn't panned out. The water was off because the plumbing needed serious work. Old crappy pipes that leaked like a sieve had to be replaced, meaning we'd had to open more walls than we'd originally thought.